This is a paragraph on May, M-A-E, Bruner, B-R-U-N-E-R. May Bruner. Miss Bruner is a... hang on 1 second. It's hard to read. 101-year-old woman with history of... history of sepsis, leukocytosis, sacral decubitus ulcer with osteomyelitis, recently hospitalized with IV antibiotics. Surgery was consulted, debridement and IND was done, CT showing extensive destructive changes in gas, with gas necrotic tissue area involving the distal sacrum, coccyx, left gluteal maximus muscle. It was osteomyelitis, L1, L2, acute anemia, recent urinary tract infection, AKI with increased creatinine, history of hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. I'm sorry, she's 89-year-old female. So it's given her generalized weakness, extensive decubitus ulcer, osteomyelitis, and the fact that she will never be able to heal these wounds or overcome the infection. It was decided to keep patient as comfortable as possible and to admit patient to hospice, period. The paragraph, patient appears to be in pain, requiring pain medication around the clock, period. In the paragraph, patient has lost tremendous amount of weight and is total ADL dependent, period. Patient has been discharged home on hospice with the diagnosis of heart failure, along with renal insufficiency, pressure ulcer sacrum, stage 3, pressure ulcer, other side, stage 2, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, hypertensive heart disease, pressure ulcer, right heel, stage 1, chronic kidney failure, stage 4, lymphedema, related to patient's severe protein and calorie malnutrition, osteoarthritis, and osteomyelitis, the regions discussed above, period. Patient currently has a KPS of 40%, appears confused, agitated, with minimal appetite. She's non-responsive. She sleeps 8 to 12 hours a day, total ADL dependence, and bedbound. Patient is expected to do poorly and not survive to any length, especially not over 6 months, which makes her hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.